Biden begins new year by freeing over 550 illegal alien criminals into U.S. by John Binder on January 30, 2023. In the first 30 days of 2023, President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released from detention more than 550 illegal alien criminals into the United States. The latest Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, data reveals that from January 1 through January 30, Biden's DHS has released into the U.S. Interior 564 illegal aliens with criminal convictions and those with pending criminal charges against them. Most of those illegal alien criminals released this month did so via an order of recognizance. In total, DHS oversaw the release of 5,590 illegal aliens over the last 30 days. Those released are likely to go back to the American communities where they were initially arrested by ICE agents. From December through January, DHS released almost 1,000 illegal alien convicts into the U.S. Interior along with more than 1,200 illegal aliens with pending criminal charges. In total, over these 2 months, DHS freed into American communities nearly 26,000 illegal aliens. These releases of illegal aliens from DHS custody are in addition to the likely roughly 2 million border crossers who have been freed into the U.S. Interior through the southern border since Biden took office in February 2021. Meanwhile, the number of illegal aliens who are known to have successfully crossed the border since Biden took office is approaching 1 million. As Breitbart News chronicled, the Biden administration has sought to gut interior immigration enforcement through so-called sanctuary country measures that protect most of the nation's 11 million to 22 million illegal aliens from arrest and deportation by ICE agents. Last year, Biden's DHS drastically cut deportations of illegal aliens living in American communities, some by more than 90% compared to 2019. The agency has also reduced arrests of illegal aliens living throughout the U.S. by more than 70%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.